Okay, good morning, everybody. Boker Tov, we are on Vov Omid Beis. We're a little bit behind the blot in Brachos, so the longest blots, more words per daf in Brachos than any other daf in all of Shas. So, Baruch Shem, we'll get through it, but we're a little bit behind right now. We're four lines into the wide lines on Vov Omid Beis. Today we're learning Lili Nishmas Chani Laner's father, Shimon Shlomo Ben Yisroel Moshe Alevi. Well, in the Shans, we're going for should have an Aliyah. Okay, so let's pick up. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna tells us over here. Call him Ispalel Achori Beis HaKnesses Nikra Rosha. If you're down behind the shul, outside the shul, not in the shul, and as we'll see, not facing in the orientation that the shul is facing, so it looks like Rachmano Litzlan, you're diving to a different Elokim. So then you're Nikra Rosha. Such a person is called a bad person, a Rosha. Shenema, because the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Saviv Rishayim is Halechon. The Rishayim, they'll go outside, they go around, they don't face the same way. We're not all acknowledging that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one. Amar Abayi, Lo Amarin, this is only said, and the Lo Mahadir, Ape Lebe Knishta. Somebody's davening. Sometimes you have shuls, they're oriented in different ways. You have people on the side of the Aron Kodesh. Sometimes you have people even a little bit behind the Aron Kodesh. That's not a problem. As long as you're facing all towards the same direction, so then it's not a problem. You're facing towards the shul, fine. If you're behind the shul, you're facing away from the shul, so then it doesn't look like you're davening with everybody else, and that's a bad thing. If you're facing in the same orientation as everybody else, last lumba, then it's not a problem. It doesn't demonstrate that you are doing something wrong. You have no other choice. How Gavri, the once was a guy, the Komatzli Achori Beit Knishta. He was once davening behind the shul, the Lo Mahadir Apei LeBeit Knishta, and he wasn't facing the shul. So it looked, Rachmana Litzlan, he was davening towards another Rishus. Now, with the Girsa that we have is Cholaf Elio, along comes Elio Anavi, and Chazya Idme Le Kitaya, and he appears to him as an Arab. Others have the Girsa over here, How Taya, it was actually an Arab over here, it wasn't Elio. The latter Girsa that it's an Arab seems to fit him better in any event. So, Cholaf Elio or Cholav Taya, this Arab or this Elio disguised as an Arab, appeared to him and told him, Amalei, Kidu Bar Kayamis Kamei Morach. This is the way a person stands against, so to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everybody's facing this direction, you're facing that direction. It looks like there are two deos over here, Rachmana Litzlan. Cholav Sasro, he took out his sword, Vikatle, and he went and killed him. Amalei Halmi Rabbanu L'Rabibi Barabai. One of the rabbanim said to Rabbi Barabai, Rami Lo was Rabbi Lirav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, whoever it was. Rashi Yaakov Shlita would say that the Gemara was written down many, many years later, so they didn't always remember who said what. That's why you have these discussions sometimes. Maybe he said it, maybe he said it. So even over time, even the Amorayim didn't exactly remember who said which member. In any event, what does the pasuk mean when it says "My Kurum Zolus L'Dei Adam"? What exactly does that mean? So Amalei says Elu Dvarim Shalom Di Berumo Shalolam. This Kirum over here is standing at the heights of the world. These are things of great importance. And yet people are sometimes not treating this with the right respect. They're degrading it, denigrating it in some way. They explain this passage as follows. When a person needs to go on to other people for help. So pun of mishtanos kikrum. His face appears, his changes. This is the end of the passage that we had before. So his face changes over here like a krum that we're talking. It changes the colors, the appearance over here changes. Shenemar krum zolus l'nei adam. My krum. What exactly is this krum? He also dimi. He said, "Amar ofechod yesh b'krachei yam." There's a certain bird over here that's out there in the islands in the krachei yam. A krum shemo. This bird is known as the krum. The kivin shechama zorachas. When the sun shines, mishapech l'kama gavonim. The colors on the bird change, so to say, with the sun. So therefore, this bird is the appearance, it changes. It's like a person gets embarrassed, his face changes, it comes white, it gets red, it comes white, the blood rushes out from his face. That's why we have a famous Gemara that says that embarrassing somebody is your chayv misa. How does that work? So some suggest it's like a tolda of misa. When you kill somebody, their blood drains out. So when you embarrass somebody, their blood drains out. So that's why some say yahari vayavar. There's a tosos insult that it brings down. That's why Dina, when Yehuda said who do these belong to, she didn't tell him. But the guy who says they belong to him, she didn't want to embarrass him. So if he's willing to admit, which he of course did, that's why he's called Yehuda. So he admitted that he did something wrong, but otherwise she was willing to die for it. Again, the idea over here, very important that you shouldn't embarrass somebody. They explained it as following way. Kilu nidom b'shnei dinim. Eish v'mayim. Person judged over here with double punishment over here. Eish and mayim. Shnemar. Herkav to enosh l'roshenu banu b'eish v'mayim. The Targum translates these words over here in the way of Krum. So therefore, that's how it's going to Kirashya. That's what Rashi says over here. The Targum over here is Kenosha, means Kirashya. So that's the word Leroshen. Always, a person should be very careful. Olam means that this is something you really should take to heart. Tfilas mincha is easily forgotten, so to say. Shacharis, you wake up in the morning, first thing you do, you daven. Maariv, the last thing you do at night, you go daven. So it's relatively easy for a person to daven shacharis and maariv. Mincha, in the middle of the day, especially the short days right now, you're busy, you have it's a three-hour window of time to daven mincha. It's very, very easy for a person not to daven, certainly even the minyan, but even to daven alone. Shari Eliyahu lo nene avlo tfilas mincha. Which tefillah did Eliyahu specifically choose to go daven? On Har HaKarmel, the whole famous story with the Nevi'e Baal, so the Nevi'e Sheker over there, so he davened bedafka mincha. Shnei Mavhi Baalos HaMincha. He waited till the Nevi'e Baal tried and tried and tried to do their Narishkeit over there with the bringing of the carbon. They tricked. They had a chiel underneath the carbon trying to light the fire. Hashem sent the snake to kill him. So all the shenanigans that they did, it didn't work. And then by mincha time, Eliyahu goes, by gosh, Eliyahu Novi V'yom V'gomer. He says, I'm now going to daven to Hashem, and the whole miracle on Har HaKarmel takes place. And therefore, he says, Aneni Hashem, Aneni. He says, Hashem, number one, Aneni Yishateri Desh Min HaShemayim. Vaneni Shelo Yomru Masik Shofnei. They're tricky. They're doing Masik Shofnei. They had Chiel hidden underneath. So they know, and they're going to assume that I'm also doing tricks, because they know their God ain't going to bring this. So they're assuming that HaKadosh Baruch is not going to bring it either. So therefore, he says, let the people see the Nais over here. Please bring the Nais down from Shemayim. Bring the H down from Shemayim. And then don't let anybody say that it's Masik Shofnei. Rav Yochanan Amar Apitilas Arvis. Rav Yochanan says not only is mincha important. Now it's not saying that nobody, the other Mandiyomer says that Maariv is not important. He's just saying the same zechus that you get by especially looking at mincha, you also get the same thing for Maariv as well. Shneimar Tikon Tvilasi Tores Lefonecha Masas. So Kifi Minchas Erev. The pasuk ends, it should be the one that's right next to over here, the Ktores, which is the last thing that's brought in the afternoon. So therefore, that's referring to Maariv. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Atil Shachar, says no, the same thing once you're taken as equally Shachar. Shneimar Hashem Boker Tishma Koli Boker Echla Vatzapa. So again, all the tefillos are critically important. However, tefillas mincha has a special place, and the merits that somebody gets when he takes off from work and he goes to daven, even be yichidus, and certainly if he leaves his office or he has an office minion or whatever it is that he does, he gets into shul on time to go daven mincha with tefillah b'tzibur with a minion is an unbelievable zuchus. Another statement, name of Ravuna. Call an enemy sudas chosam in masameach misamcho over bechamisha kolos. If somebody does a goes to a wedding and he doesn't go and be masameach the chosam and kala, he's over the five kolos. What does that mean? Shinemar. The pasuk tells us kol chosam one, the kol simcha two, kol chosam three, kol kala four, kol omrim. So that's the five kolos. So therefore, if you're not masameach them, you're not doing the right thing. But if you do the right thing, you misamet the chosin and kala, you dance, you tell them nice things, you make them happy in any way. So then, maschara, the what reward do you get? I'm Rishu Malevi, zocha le Torah. You are zocha to the Torah. Shinit the chamisha kolos, that the Torah was given with chamisha kolos. So what's the idea connecting the Torah and the chosin and kala? So Shef the Shlita said that the idea over here is that a chosin, when he gets married, it says you can't really learn well unless you're married. So, therefore, when a person gets married, it's like a new Kabbalah's Torah on Har Sinai. When a person gets married, he can now learn again with renewed vigor. He has less troubles in some way. The machlok is Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, whether you should get married first or whether you should go learn Torah first. So, in any event, so when a person gets married, he has a new lease on life, so to say, a new strength in learning Torah. So, therefore, that's the connection over here between the Torah over here, Zochel and Torah, because you did a Mesameach Chosav Kala, and you made him a better Torah learner. So therefore, you'll be Zochah to the Torah yourself. Shedemar, V'yi B'yom HaShlishi, V'yos HaBoker, on Har Sinai, V'yi Kolos Ubrachim. Now, Kolos here is plural, so that's two. V'anon Kaved Alhar, V'kol Shofar, that's number three. V'gomer, V'yi Kol HaShofar, that's number four. V'lokim Yanenu V'kol, that's number five. So the five Kolos of the Chosav and Kala connect the five Kolos of Har Sinai. Any thing where it says, is this really true? This statement over here, the whole nation saw the kolos, that was before Matan Torah. So how can you include that over here, the five kolos in Matan Torah? So Rabbi Yavol Amar, Ki'ilu Hikriv Toda. He says, therefore, it's Ki'ilu Hikriv Toda. It's like you're bringing a carbon Toda. Shenema, Mevi'im Toda, Beis Hashem. Fine.
Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Amar Kilu Bana Achas Mechurvos Yerushalayim. It's like you're rebuilding Yerushalayim a little bit. Shenemar Ki Oshi Veshvus Haaretz Ki Rishono Amar Hashem. I'm rebuilding Eretz Yisrael like it was originally. Again, all these are wonderful things for a person to do. Another statement: Yom Rechavam Ravuna Kol Adam Sheish Lo Sheish Bo Yirash Shemayim Devarav Nishmoim. The person of Yirash Shemayim, people listen to him. They can tell when the person is a real tzaddik or when he's a faker. The person has real Yirash Shemayim, so then he's respected. People listen to him. Shenemar Sof Davar Hakol Nishma from Es Olukim Yirevi Gomer. A person who's a Yirash Shemayim, his words are taken seriously. What does it mean when the pasuk says "My Kizeh Kol Adam"? The end of that pasuk in Koheles, the last words that we say. So, what does it mean "Kizeh Kol Adam"? I'm Lazar. I'm Rakosh Baruch Hu. Kol Olam Kulo Lonivri El B'Shulzeh. It's Kedai that the entire world will be created by Rakosh Baruch Hu with this person. Person should always go around with the attitude, Bishvili Nivra Olam, where in Sanhedrin tells us that, but also at the same time, person should always say, Anochi off of Efer, I'm a nothing, but at the same time, it's Kedai, if a person is a Shomer Torah Mitzvah, so a person is a Yori Shemayim, it's Kedai just for that person to be created, for the entire world, the whole entire universe to be created just for the discourse of that person. Rabbi Yavi Bakan Amar, Shekol Zeh Kineged Kolol, Shokul Zeh Kineged Kolom Kulam, that person is worth the entire world over here. Rav Shimon ben Azi Omer, now some say you don't say the word Rabbi over here because Shimon ben Azi never really got smicha. He's one of the four that went to the Pardes along with Rabbi Shimon ben Zoma. So some say the gear says over here should be Shimon ben Azi and Shimon ben Zoma. In any event, Rabbi Shimon ben Azi or Shimon ben Azi Omer, others say the army leader of Shimon ben Zoma. Shimon ben Zoma, Omer, Kol Ol Kulo Nivra, El Litzavet Zeh. This person is so worthy, so the entire world is created just to be a companion for him. So we're saying a similar idea. If a person is Yori Shemayim, that's the, the height, that's the best thing that a person can do. Ram Rechav Om Ravuna, another statement in their name, Kol Shia Deh B'chavei Rishu Ragil, Litin Lo Shalom, Yaktim Lo Shalom. If somebody always comes to give you Shalom Aleichem, you should try to go and give him Shalom Aleichem first. Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara says later, would always go around and give shalom first. He would be the most friendly person. He'd wish everybody shalom aleichem before they got to him. They tell the famous story of Yaakov Kamenetsky after he was nifter. So there's a nun in Muncie that went over to one of the rabbis and said, "Where's that rabbi, the old rabbi?" He told him he passed away. He said, "Oh, he was so nice. He would always say to me hello." He says, "In this neighborhood, Muncie, not everybody would say hello to me, but he would always ask me how I'm doing, say hello to me." So that's a tzaddik. That's the way one should act. That's the way Rav Yochanan acted, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. That's the way we should try to emulate as well. So you should always try to give shalom aleichem to people. Shenemar, baki shalom v'rafei. You should seek out shalom and run after it. If somebody says shalom aleichem to you, v'lo yach, v'lo hitzer, and you don't answer him back, niko gazan, you're like stealing from him. Shenemar, v'atem b'yatim akerem gazalt ha'ani b'vateichat. So that's not the right thing to do. We turn to Zayin Amud Aleph. Rav Yochanan, Rav Yosi, Rav Yochanan said over here, in the name of Rav Yosi, Rav Yochanan didn't know Rav Yosi. Whenever we have Rav Yochanan, Omar, or Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, so that means that they actually knew the person and heard it directly from them. When you have the Lashon of Mishum, so it means that there were several generations between, and he didn't, the Gemara always says, that if you say something, Omer Dover, B'Shem Omer, maybe Gula Liolim, so we always try to say, that's why you have sometimes a long list, Omer so-and-so, Omer so-and-so, Omer so-and-so, Omer so-and-so, but here, when they didn't know that, so they would say, Mishum Rav Yosi, he'd heard this memory over in the name of Rav Yosi. If I say something over, I heard in the name of the Vilna Gaon, so I didn't hear the name of the Vilna Gaon, so I heard one of my rebbeim say it, but I don't always remember those. I said over the name of the Gaon. I really should say, I heard from my Rebbe, you heard from his Rebbe, you heard from his Rebbe, who heard it directly from the Vilna Gaon. But that's not the way it works always, and that's why the Gemara tells us, Mishum Rav Yosi. In any event, he says, Minayin Shekodesh Baruch Hu Mispalel. How do we know that Hakodesh Baruch Hu is Mispalel? Obviously, obvious question. Who's he daven to? It could be Kfirah Rachman Lassan. So he davens to himself. We'll see in a moment the tefillah that Hakodesh Baruch Hu says. Because the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Shnema, Davi Yosim al Hakodeshi, Vesi Machtim Veis Tfilosi. Tfilosam lo nemar. I'm not happy in your house of tefillah. I'm happy in my house of tefillah. Ella, Tfilosi. It says Tfilosi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens. And obviously, my matzli, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu davening? And to who? Of course, he's davening to himself. There's no entity, Rachmana Litzlan, to think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens to, other than himself. So I'm a result of Batubia. Listen to this. I'm a rab. Yiratzon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Milfanai, right? Instead of Yiratzon, Lufanecha. Yiratzon, Milfanai, should be my will. Sheyachavshu Rachme Eskasi, that my attribute of mercy should overcome my attribute of anger. What does it say? What? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry? So we'll talk about that in a moment. V'yagolu rachmi al midosai,
And the midah of rachamim should overpower the other midos that I have, right? The 13 yud gimel midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'asnaigim banai, and I should treat my children, the midas rachamim, and I should treat my children with this attribute of mercy. V'achaneis lahem lifnei mishur sedin. I should treat them lifnei mishur sedin. In other words, I should look the other way sometimes. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a vatran, but at the same time, there's aspects that we don't understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the world of din and rachamim. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, davening that I should be more merciful to my children than the din would demand. Again, we can't understand some of these aspects, but they're giving us insights into how the world works. So, what exactly does this mean? Tanya, Amar Yishuah B'Yelisha, Pam Achas Nichnasli, Lahatik Torah Slavnai V'Nivlim. Yishuah was one of the great Kohanim Gedolim of the second base of Mikdash. So, very few great Kohanim Gedolim of the second base of Mikdash. Where else we list there 18 Kohanim Gedolim of the second base of Mikdash that were good, and like 300 that were bad. They used to die. Several of them would die sometimes a year. Certainly, they would die every year when they went to the Yom Kippur if they weren't Roy. So, Yishuah B'Yelisha was Roy. So, he went inside once to do the Haktorah on Yom Kippur, Lufnai V'Lufnim. V'Risi Akasriel Ka. Hashem Tzvakos, Shoseva Kise Ram Vidisa. And he saw this image. He didn't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So many understand this is that even a Malach is not allowed to go in there. The famous story of Shimon Beshetach, he used to see a white person with a beard, a person with a long white beard for 40 years. And then on the last year when he was going to die, he saw a person with a black beard, all dressed in black. So the Tosafot there says that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not even a Malach is allowed to be in there. So many suggest that this is his imagery of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, this suggestion was a Malach. In any event, this is what he said. The image over here of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malach or HaKadosh Baruch Hu's image, whatever that means, said to Rabbi Shmuel, Ben Elisha, give me a bracha. He asked for the bracha. So I said, he said the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, he put it into the form of, please Hashem, you do this. So he says, please let your midas rachamim overcome your anger. Again, when does HaKadosh Baruch Hu get angry? You go have the good over the bad. Again, the same exact tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, he said that tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, nodded his head and said, Yashar Koyach. The Kamashulan, you learn from over here, Shlote Brachas Birchas Hedjo Kalabinecha. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for a bracha from a person, Alachas Kama Vakama, that we should not take a bracha that anybody gives us not seriously. We should take every bracha from anybody very seriously. And the Mepharshim point out over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, asks. You should even go out of your way to go and ask for a bracha from a person. So how do we know that a person is not going to be able to be pacified when he's angry? Your brain goes into off mode when you're angry. You can't think straight. So don't try to pacify somebody when they're angry. How do we know that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, with the chet ego, wait, let me calm down, and then we'll talk. Wait a second, until my anger goes away. And then I can be nicer, and I can and do what you want. So more questions, Umik or Rizka Kameh the Kuchabrichu. Does God get angry? Someone says, yeah, Ian, he does. The Tanya. Because we have a famous Bryce over here. Some suggest that the Gisa should be Dichsiv, but others say, no, the Tanya, because even though we're quoting the Pasuk, we're really quoting the Bryce that quotes the Pasuk. In any event, Kel's away b'chol yom. It says that Kosh Baruch Hu gets angry every day. The Kama, Zamo, and how long is this anger? Rega. A split second, a rega, the kama rega, how much is this rega? So there's different girsas over here. The girsas that we have is Mechayim Eishas Rebo, 50,000, Ushmona Salafim, and 8,000, Ushmona Meos, and 800, Ushmona Mishmona, and 88. So 5,000, 50,000, 888. On the side it says the girsas should be Shmona Rebo, 80,000, 888. So whatever the girsas is, that's the amount of time of a split second that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. It comes out to something like 1/16th of a second, or even a different amount, depending on which gears you have. So at this moment, Bishah, in one hour. So that comes out to a split second. Vizui Rega, that's the Rega that we're talking about. And during this time, She'ein or Ve'ein, different gears, we had called Bir Yechol L'Avim Osa Shah. And nobody can know when that moment is. Chutz Bilam Arasha. Only Bilam Arasha was able to know when that time was. Dechsev Bey says about Bilam Yodea Dask El Yom. He knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intent. Someone says, what? Hashto Das Behemto Lo Havi Yoda. Das El Yom Havi Yoda. He didn't know his animal. He says, his donkey, what are you doing over here? What are you doing over here? And the donkey made in front of him. The famous Mormon soldier tells him, the donkey said, what do you mean you don't know? You don't know who I am? What are you telling everybody? I'm not your regular means of travel. I'm your regular means of travel during the day, and at night you sleep with me as well. So Bilam was committing bestiality with his donkey over here. So he couldn't even combat his donkey. He knows when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to get angry. When he says, no. Ella Milame come to teach us Shahyodeh Lechabi knows the Shahshkar Koes. He would Koes Ba. He was able to figure out when a Kodesh Boker gets angry. And therefore, at that moment, he was going to curse the Jewish people. Behind the Gamalu Navi Yisrael. That's why the Navi Micha said to Kai Yisrael, Ami, Zuchar na, Ma Yad's Balak, Melech Bo Avogomer. Remember what they did to you at that time. Leman Das Tzitkos Hashem. That he wanted to know over here, the Tzitkos Hashem, the moment that Hashem gets angry. Amr Belaz, Amr Lehem HaKosh Baruch Yisrael. Do Kama Tzitkos Asisi Mochem. Look at the chesed, the tzedek that I did with you, that during that time when Bilam was trying to curse you, Shalom Ka'asti Biyamai, Biyamai Bilam HaRosha. I never got angry one moment during the time that Bilam was trying to curse you. Shomali Kwasti, because if I had gotten angry, Lord, Shtaimus, the name of Yisrael, Shrewd Apollo. Again, we use the euphemism of Klai Yisrael, the haters of Klai Yisrael, we mean Klai Yisrael, we don't like to say it. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu had gotten angry and allowed Bilam to curse them, it would have been effective. I know the Kamalei Bilam LeBolak. That's why Bilam told Bolak. Moi Kov Lo Kovokel. Moi Zom Lo Zom Hashem. What can I do? Hashem didn't get angry. So how can I curse the people that Hashem doesn't let me curse? Melami Shok Kol Osan Ayam Lo Zom. But all that time that Bilam was trying to find a moment to curse them, Hashem didn't get angry during that time. The Kamazamo. How long is this time? Rega. The Kama Rega. How much is this Rega? I'm a Revav Mitiim Rav Yamina Rega Kimemra. It's a split second. A Rega. Like we just said, 1/16 of a second. How do we know that a Kosh gets angry for the second? That's a Chayim Birtzono. For that moment, Hashem gets angry. Tosus says, what in the world could Bilam say in that 1 second? How can he destroy Klai Yisrael? So some Tosus says, he said the word Kaleim. He just said the word destroy. And you can say that in a split second, right? Others suggest, Tosus says, which could be Halach Lamais, he says, as long as you start the curse, then it could finish. And the Aruch HaShulchan and others want to bring down over here a raya that if you start a tefillah in the right time, you start a mincha, some shuls, they start mincha very late, a minute before the shkia. But they want to bring the Aruch HaShulchan, the limud zchus over here, that if you start something in the right time, then it can continue even after the right time. So even though the curse didn't last the entire zam, but if it started in the right time, then the curse could continue. So they want to bring a raya that if you daven mincha right at the shkia, so you could be yotze because you started right before the shkia, even though you're ending up after the shkia. Not everybody agrees to that. Mishnah Berurah doesn't, but the Aruch HaShulchan says that's a limud zchus, that you know, maybe that could work. Vibai Yisem, alternatively, the word says, Mehocha, Chavi Kimat Rega, Ad Yavor Zam. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, how do we know not to appease somebody when they're angry? Because he said, wait a minute, Chavi Kimat Rega, Ad Yavor Zam, until the Zam is gone, and then the Amos Rasach, when does HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually get angry? Amar Abayi, Bahana Tlos Shoi Kamaisa, the 3 hours in the morning, during that 33-hour period of time, Ki Chivra Kabauto the Tanagola, when the comb over here of a rooster, the cock's chrome, when it gets white. It's normally a reddish color, and it turns white. At that moment, Hashem's anger occurs. And it's standing up on one leg at that time. One says, "Go shayta v'shayta nami koi." This is the way the rooster always is. Stands on one leg a lot, and it has a whiteness to it. So one says, "Go shayta is beishiruki sumke." All the time, it has some sort of a red shade in the, and now at this moment of anger, the red shade whitens. It doesn't have the red shade over there. Okay. How Tztuki? There once was a Tztuki that lived in Rav Shuvah Levi's neighborhood. He was giving him a hard time, but cry. He was constantly bothering about Pasukim and saying that these Pasukim you're dashing wrong and this is the way you should dash them. So Yom Echad, Shokotar Negola, Vukme Ben carried the Arsa. So he said, I had enough. So Rav Shuvah Levi says, I'm going to find out the moment Hashem's angry and I'm going to curse this guy. So he put the Tar Negola by his bed and was watching that Ayin Ba. So at the moment that the cock's comb turns a whitish color, boom, I'll curse the Tztuki. I'll tie you. I'll curse him. He fell asleep at that moment. So he realized, oh my Shemamina, it's not a good thing. One shouldn't try to curse anybody else. Famous story of Bruria, Remeh's wife. Remeh said, let's do the same thing. Let's destroy these baryonim, these troublemakers. And his wife said, no, itamu chatoyim. It doesn't say itamu chotim, itamu chatoyim in ours. So pray to Hashem that they shouldn't be sinners, they shouldn't bother you, as opposed to they should be destroyed. Why? Because Rachmon Komatzav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has mercy on everybody, right? We dipped our fingers into the wine on the Seder night to, again, commemorate the idea that a lot of people died on Pesach night, even though they were Rishayim Gemurim. But we shouldn't be happy when somebody else falls. Don't be happy at the fall of your enemies. Again, sometimes we have to do the fall of our enemies. We have to cause the fall of our enemies. But it's not something that we're ever happy. But we'd much prefer that they became our friends. That's what the pasuk says. Sid. Furthermore, it says, tzadik lo to. And a person should never be the cause of anybody else's trouble. Because you're not going to be doing well if you're the cause of anybody else's trouble. Because we're saying, well, oh, are you so good that you should be the cause of his trouble? And then you get looked at with a fine microscope, which is never good.
Tanim Shmei Rav Meir, Bishol Shacham Azarachas, V'kol Machim Yizichum Arav Benichim Kisrein Barashem, U'mishtachim L'chama, when all the people who have all the good things in the world, all the kings over here, and they take off their crowns, and they dive into the sun, so that gets HaKadosh Baruch Hu very angry. That's the moment that gets angry. Yad Koes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because I gave them everything, and this is what they do. So therefore, he gets upset. Rabbi Yochum Yishum Rabbi Yossi, Tova, Maridus, Achas, Believer, Shalom, Yossi, Mikama, Malkios. A person has a hero of tshuva, a person has a true moment of self-introspection, of self-discipline, where he does something that is, you know, am I really doing the right thing? So a person has that type of a moment, so then it's better than getting 100 lashes. It's better than getting many Malkios. It does more for your soul. Shinema, Ritvo es Naha, Deha, Vigomer. So it means over here, this idea that you yourself can go and do this. The Amra, Elcha, Vyashuva, El Ishi, Arishon, Totally awes me off. The person realizes that he was better off the first time. Kaiso finally realizes, comes to the senses, and says, we were better off under HaKadosh Baruch Hu than under all the Avodah Zarah. So when a person realizes, as he heard him tshuva, that's a very powerful way to improve yourself. Rish Lakish says a little bit differently. Omar, Yosef Mimea Malkius, better than 100 lashes, not just regular Malkius. Shinemar, Techaz Geora Bimavin. So we use this humbling over here. This word teichas is a lashon over here. It humbles a person. It makes a person into a better person, better than all these slashes. Another statement that he makes in the name of Yossi. Shlosha dvarim bikesh Moshe b'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nasala. Three things HaKadosh Baruch Hu was asked by Moshe Rabbeinu to give him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu all these three things. Bikesh Tishrei Shkina Yisrael. V'nasala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was asked by Moshe Rabbeinu, please let your presence highlight down on Klai Yisrael, a light down on Klai Yisrael. Shenema, halo b'lechecho yimaru. So that happened. Bikesh lo tishu shchina alav dikhovim, and don't let your presence be felt by the goyim. V'nasalo, shenema, v'niflinu ani v'yamcha. So therefore, this came through that Moshe Rabbeinu said, don't go amongst the goyim. And the third one, bikesh lo hodio, d'roch shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'nasalo. He said, show me your ways. And according to this version, Hashem said, yes, I will show you the way, shenema, hodei no, as d'roch hecha. So Moshe Rabbeinu asked, please show me your ways. And Hashem said, yes. So he asked him, Mimnei ma. This is what the third question was. He said, show me your ways. Explain to me why good things happen to bad people and bad things happen to good people. So he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mimnei ma yesh tzadik v'tovlo. Why is it tzadik sometimes have good? Yesh tzadik v'ralo. And some tzadikim don't have good. Yesh rosh v'tovlo. There's shav v'shayim that have good. Yesh rosh v'ralo. So why do you do this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And according to Rav Yossi, he was answered, and he was told, Amalo, Moshe. So Hashem says to Moshe, Tzadik v'tovlo is a tzadik v'tzadik. The way I do this is if you're the son of a tzadik, so you get like extra bonus points, so you always can have it good. Tzadik v'ralo, sometimes a tzadik has to have ra, that's tzadik in Russia. Now, the Gemara is going to reject this in a moment and give us a different explanation. So this is the explanation right now that Rav Yossi says. Rasha v'tovlo, a Rasha that has good is a Rasha v'tzadik, so he gets some schus from his father. Others suggest over here that they learned in the house of their father. The tzadik learned in the house of the father of the Rasha, so some of his midos aren't so perfect. And the Rasha learned in the house of his father. While he's a bad person, some of his midos aren't so bad. So that's why each of them gets a little bit of good, a little bit of bad. And Rasha v'rolo, that's a Rasha gomer, Rasha bin Rasha, so he gets all bad. That's Rav Yossi's opinion. Amamar, we now repeat this. Tzadik v'tovlo, tzadik bin tzadik, tzadik v'ralo, tzadik bin rasha. The Gemara says, Ini, is this really true? Rav Yossi just said. The pasuk says, Pokeh avon avos al bonim, uksiv u'bonim lo yumus al avos. So you only have the children do the sins of the father, they punish for the sins of the father. If they don't do the sins of the father, why should they be held accountable for the sins of the father? Urminon, it says, Urminon kray adadi. So these two psukim seem to go against each other. We answer, Lokasha, Hokisha Ochzin Maisi Abosem Yadam, Hokshen Ochzin Maisi Abosem Yadam. Depends. If they're doing the sins of the father, they're punished for the sins of the father. So the Gemara says, you're right. So Ella, this is the way you understand it. Ella Hoki Kamale, Tzadik Mitovlo, if a Tzadik is good, Tzadik Gomer, he's a perfect Tzadik, so there's nothing to be punished. So he has it all good, even in this world. Tzadik Biralo is that the Tzadik She'eno Gomer, so he has to be punished in this world rather than be punished in the world to come. The Rasha v'tovlo is a Rasha and a Gomer. He's not a full-fledged Rasha. So therefore, he has to get some good reward, better given in this world than in the world to come. And Rasha v'ralo, it's a Rasha Gomer. So he gets punished in this world as well as the world to come. Rasha Gomer, that's his fate. And this whole statement, who pleaded Rav Meir. Rav Meir says that this was the answer that Rav Yossi was given. We disagree with that. Moshe Rabbeinu asked three things from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Two were granted, the third one was not granted. Then Rav Meir, Shtayim Noslo, the first two were given to him. V'yachas lo Noslo, the third one was not given to him. Shenema, V'chanosi HaSesherachon, I sometimes will give chayin to people that I want to. Av B'shen HaHogun, you don't think it's right. In other words, we don't understand. Why is this Rasha doing well? And even though I should be merachim on this person, Av B'shen HaHogun, I'm merachim on them, even though you don't think I should be. So this is something that a human being cannot understand. You can't go see my face. So that's the illusion. Now, what does this mean? You can't go see my face. Why not? Why wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu able to answer? Be answered. So, Tanim Mishmei the Rav Shulman Korcha. Kachem Alei Kosh Baruch Moshe. This is what Moshe said to Hashem. Said to Moshe, "See, when I wanted to show you myself in the burning snare, you turned away." So now, Achshav Shatter Rotsa. Now you think you want to know. Now it's not the time. Any Rotsa. Now I'm not going to tell you. And this disagrees with the plea of Rav Shmuel Ben Achmeni. What did he say? Amr Yonasan. Amr Yonasan. Bischar Shalom Zochel Shalosh. He was given all three things. Bischar Vayisaser Vayaste Moshe Ponov. He turned away his face from the burning snare. Zochel Klas Ponov. So his face shone when he came down from Shemayim. He had this Karen Or coming from his face. Bischar Kiore. He was in awe of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So Zochel Levayiru Migesh and say love. Everybody's afraid to come to Moshe Rabbeinu. Bischar Mehabit. He didn't look. So Zochel. So he was able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu to a certain extent. So in other words, whether Moshe Rabbeinu was able to understand Hashem's way or not, the simple understanding is ultimately that nobody can understand. Even Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't fully able to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways. Then the Pasuk says, Asirosi is kapi v'risi asacharoi. The Moshe Rabbeinu, so to say, was able to see the back of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What exactly does that mean? He said yesterday that Hashem wears tefillin. He was able to see a higher aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu than anybody else was able to see. Everybody else sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Nevi'im. They saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu through a haze, through this aspaklaria, and Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon him, face to face, so to say. So he saw the back of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu tefillin, which is a high level of being able to recognize and understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another statement called Diba v'Diba Shasim Yekosh Baruch Hu Lutova. Anytime Hashem says something good, it will always come true. Even Afilu Al Tanai Lo Chazabo. Even if he said conditionally, it still will come through. When Hashem says something good, it will come through. Even if it was made on a condition, and even though you didn't fulfill the condition, it will still come through. Mino Alon. Where do we know this from? Mimash Rabbeinu Shenemar Heref Mimeni Vash Midem. He said, wait a second, I'm going to destroy Klai Yisrael, and then I'll start a new Klai Yisrael with you, Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, I don't want to be a new Klai Yisrael, save the old Klai Yisrael. Hashem saved the old Klai Yisrael. And nevertheless, when it said, even though that was conditional on my destroying Klai Yisrael and making you a great nation, nevertheless, Avogad, the boy Moshe Rachmei, Allah, the Milsa, Ubat. Well, even though Hashem was beseeched by Moshe Rabbeinu not to go destroy Klai Yisrael, and Hashem listened, nevertheless, the promise that you, Moshe Rabbeinu, will be a great nation, he fulfilled this promise to his children. Shneimar, the name Moshe Gerush of Eliezer, but you bnei Eliezer Rachva Rechavya Harosh, the Gomer, Ubnei Rechavya Rabu Lamala. What does it mean, Rabu Lamala? Utni Rav Yossi Lamala Mishishim Ribo. They became more than 600,000 people from Moshe Rabbeinu's descendant from over here, from bnei Eliezer, his son Eliezer. And therefore, that was the equivalent of making a whole new nation. Asir Rabbi Rabbi Kesiv Hacha Ravu Lamala Uksiv Hasa when they saw Paru Vayishus Vayuva Vayasav Bo No, they became two nations, 600,000 people. So that's how we make things very trouble. Turn to the Amud Beis on Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yochai. Now here Rabbi Yochanan is making statements in the name of Shmuel Rabbi Yochai. Before he said in the name of Yossi, we have another statement that we repeated earlier. We'll see in a moment. But since he heard it from Shmuel Rabbi Yochai, he mentions it again. Even though he heard it from Rabbi Yossi, he also heard it in the name of Shmuel Rabbi Yochai. In any event, he says some new statements as well. Avram Avinu, first person to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Adon Olam. And that's one of the reasons why we start davening with Adon Olam. Before I should bring down, this is such a critical idea that Chazal said, start the davening, and then he ended davening with Adon Olam. That's such a critical idea. And where do we see this? Shinema, the Pasuk says, Vayomer. Now, I don't know why the word Elohim is in parentheses. It's supposed to be there, so it really should be read. It says, Vayomer, Hashem Elohim ba-moida ki roshenu. So, therefore, this is, he calls Hashem the Adon. Hashem, he uses the Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Lashon, over here, the Adnos, and he's the first one to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu by this name. Tosus has a whole discussion about this over here. We don't have time for it right now, but Tosus proves over here that the earlier psukim, so he says, he brings a riot that the fact that we use this pasuk and not an earlier pasuk that Avram Avinu called Hashem, so we learn out the famous klal over here in Shas, Ein Muktam U'Me'uchar B'Torah, because the earlier psukim actually occurred later in time. So this is the first time that Avram Avinu calls Hashem the Adon, even though it's not the first time the word Adon is mentioned in Chumash regarding Avram Avinu. So this is a klal of all Tanakh, Ein Mukta Mumuchar B'Torah. So Tosafot says a whole riot to prove this over here, Ayin Shah. Amar Rav. Rav says, Av Daniel lo nenel bishul Avram Avinu. Daniel was answered in the Gova Arayas because Avram Avinu was the first one to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Adon. Shenemar, V'ato Hashma Lukenu, El Tvilas Avduchah, V'el Tachanunav, V'er Panecha Al Mikdoshcha, Hashemem, L'man. The Aleph Dalet Nun Yod, he says, L'man Hashem. So he says, Laman Cha Bibale. He's talking, he should have said, in your honor. Why are you saying Laman Hashem, like in the third person? El Laman Avram Shikaracha Adon. It's Nuschus that Avram Avinu call you Adon, save Daniel from the Gov Huarayas, which of course happened. Another statement, this is the repeat of what we had before. Before Rav Yochanan said the name of Yosi, here he says the name of Shimon Yochai. Exact same thing, nothing new over here, just he's mentioning, again, the idea that you should always say over Memra in the name of the person that said it, Nevi'a Gula Le'olam. That's a very important idea. We had this at the end of Nida. We have this over here now as well. We have it in many places in Shas. Another statement. Leah was the first person that really brought Hodah to the world. Everybody says that's not true. Other people gave Hodah to Hashem. So the answers, multiple answers are given over here. One of them is she was the first person that said, I constantly have to be Hodah. Not enough to be Hodah once. Shinema, Hapam Odis Hashem, she called her son Yehuda. So she wouldn't forget to be Hodah. Every time she goes, little Hoodie. So every time she says Yehudala, so she's remembering, I have to be Moded to Hashem. That was what was unique about Leah. She said, it's not enough to be thankful once. You constantly have to be thankful. So that's a beautiful explanation. There are many other explanations to hear why she considered the one to be first to thank Hashem. So another nice explanation, she thanked Hashem for something that she wasn't deserving or wasn't supposed to get. There's supposed to be four Imos and 12 children, so each one of the Imos is supposed to have 3 children. So on the fourth one, she says, I got more than I deserved. That I have to thank Hashem for. I need to especially thank Hashem for. So that's her, the mead that she was so great. She thanked Hashem for recognizing that she got more than she deserved. Most people say, you know, I deserve it. So she said, I didn't deserve this, and yet I got it. That's worthy of thanks. Again, many other ideas as well. Now, once we mentioned Yehuda, so we mentioned also Reuven. Why did she call Reuven? So the Torah tells us why she called him Reuven, but here we give another reason. Reuven, Omar, Amar Leah, Reuven said, Ruma bein bini leben chomi. Look at the difference between my son, who lost the Bechora, and my father-in-law's son, Yitzchak's son, Esav, who lost the Bechora. Look at the way Reuven acted, look at the way versus Esav acted. Dilu ben Chami, Esav, the Rasha, Apagav, the Midaite Zavine. He sold his Bechora. Nevertheless, he sold it. Look what he said. He hated Yaakov. Hey, what did Yaakov do? You sold it to him. Why you hate Yaakov? And Uksiv, and he says, he stole it from me, now he's stealing my Bechora from me. Hey, you did this, Esav. What are you complaining about Yaakov? As opposed to my son, Yaakov didn't take the brachos from Reuven. He didn't buy them from Reuven. Reuven lost them. Reuven didn't do anything necessarily wrong, right? It says Yaakov had 12 sons, the Shvatim, after the Maisa with the Bila, when he moved the bed into Yaakov's tent. So he moved Leah's bed into Yaakov's tent instead of Bila. So it says he was Shleimim, that Yaakov had 12 sons. So Reuven really didn't do something so terrible. So nevertheless, my son lost his Bechor, and how did he act? That's what the outcome was because he did that. And nevertheless, he didn't do anything bad, and not only that, he saved Yosef. He wanted to go. He said, don't kill him, throw him in the pit. And Reuven said, I'll come back later on and save him from the pit. So Reuven wanted to save him. So look at the difference. Esav wanted to kill Yaakov, even though Esav gave the brachas to Yaakov. Reuven didn't do anything and lost the brachas to Yosef, yet he tried to save Yosef. So Reuven, look at the difference between my son and your son. While we're darshing names, so we're darshing Rus as well. Rus HaMoaviyah. My Rus, why was she called Rus? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Shazachs of Yossi Menu David, Sherivehu, Lakodish Bachu, Bashiros, Ishish Bachos. A play on the word Rus and Rivehu.
He was the one, the author of Tehillim, which is magnifying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory, B'shiros HaSish Baruch Hu. So that's why she was called Rus. Now, how do we know? We know along the Shema Garim. Where do we see that the name can play a role in identifying the ideas of a person? So I'm a Rabbi Elazar, it should be, not Rabbi Eliezer. The Amar Kwan, the Pasuk says, L'chu chazu mifalos Hashem asher som shamos ba'aretz. He brings destruction, shamos, ba'al tikrei shamos, elo shemos. So you can see that a name can be Gorim. So it doesn't mean that things are predetermined. The name of a person can have an idea as to what they're doing, but names can be understood in many different ways. We have the famous story with Kidor Tapuchos Hema. Rav Meir saw that Kidor, this person, was a bad person because he said, Kidor Tapuchos Hema. And he didn't give his wallet to Kidor. The famous story of Yehuda, I think it was Rav Meir, they gave their wallets, and after Shabbos he said, I never got your wallets, and then a whole mice over there. So you can see from a name, you can sometimes tell a person. But a name can be understood in two different ways. The word Lavon and Novel, they can be, one could be white as snow, perfect, and one could be Novel, the same letters. So we don't necessarily are able to always tell what it is. Sometimes only you can see this in retrospect. Again, this is a deep idea over here. It says when a person gives his name to his child, he has Ruach HaKodesh. The one time in their life, everybody has Ruach HaKodesh is when they name their child. So it's a very important idea to name properly. Another statement. If you have a bad child, it's the worst thing that can happen to a person. If you have a bad culture in your house, if you have a bad outcome of your children in your house, it's worse than even the war of Gog and Magog. Gog, Melech, Magog. Gog and Magog aren't fighting each other. Gog was the Melech of Magog, the nation. And they'll come and fight Klal Yisrael right before Mashiach comes. Shinema, Mizmor LeDavid, Bevarcho, Bifnei Avshalom, Beno. He sings praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, running away from his son, Avshalom. Uksev, Basrei, Hashem, Mo Rabu Tzorai, Rabim Komim Alai, that I have so many tzoros over here. It doesn't use that lashon of so many tzoros. It says lama rokshu goyim ulim yagurik. So there's more tzoros that David expressed when he was running away from Avshalom that are even expressed in the Melchemes Gog u'Magog. So we see over here having a bad son, having a bad outcome in your house is even harsher a decree on a person than Melchemes Gog u'Magog. Now, more questions. Mizmor leDavid b'Baruch Hu Avshalom. But no, he's singing praises to Hashem. Mizmor leDavid? Kina leDavid b'Baile. Should have said, woe is to me that I have to sing these praises to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Gemara says, no. This is the way a great person looks at it. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Avishalom. So the Tosus on the side, it says, tell you, look over there. His name, some say, was Avshalom, but we don't really name somebody after Russia, so his real name is Avishalom. And some suggest over here that when you have a name like this, it doesn't really mean that that was his name. It's he's telling us a memory about Avshalom, so he was known as the Avshalom guy. So that's why he's known as Rabbi Shimon ben Avshalom. He's the son of this mimer on Avshalom. So it doesn't necessarily mean that his name was Avishalom. It's not a coincidence that he's called Avishalom, ben Avishalom. Some say that's really not his last name. That wasn't his father's name. That's his the Baal Memra about Avshalom. So that's why it says it. So it says, Moshe Lemaha David Domer. What is this when he says Mizmor David? What's that comparable to? L'adam Shatzol of Shtar Chov. Person has an IOU against him. Kodim Shaparo Hayatzim. When he has to pay it back, I have to pay it back. It's constantly weighing on him. I owe $100,000. $100,000. The Achish People have mortgage burning parties, right? They have a great simch when they finally pay off their debt. So Tovi Avkan. David Kivan Shamal Akosh Baruch Hu. When Akosh Baruch Hu told David, didn't he make him a lecha ruah mibeisecha? Hayatzim. He was very sad because, you know, I'm going to have somebody coming out of my house. So he thought, oh, my Hashem, Eved or Mamzer. It's going to be either an Eved who's going to hate me or a Mamzer who's not going to be happy with me either. And therefore, they're not going to have mercy on me. Who do chayisalai? And therefore, they're going to come and kill me or Rachman's son torture me. Even the cause of Avshalom, he saw it was his son Avshalom. His son Avshalom loves him. And in fact, Avshalom couldn't kill David. He didn't take advice from Achitofel. That would have been good advice. And therefore, he ended up losing. But he did it out of mercy for his father. So therefore, Samach, David was happy, and ultimately he was correct. Mishumach Yomar Mizmor. This was a Mizmor. And this was the greatness of David HaMelech, that even when he was in great distress, he sang praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I always bring down the idea I heard from my Rebbeim. You go into the losing locker room at the Super Bowl, you go into the losing locker room at the World Series, you don't hear them saying, oh, praise God that we lost, praise God that we lost. The winning locker room, oh, Yashka did this, oh, everything's doing great. Right? The losing locker room, they're not saying that. David's quote in the losing locker room, and he's saying, praise God. God is great. So therefore, that's a tremendous idea over here. You're allowed to go and attack certain Rishayim in this world. Those people over here that leave the Torah, they praise the Rishayim, but the people that are Shomer Torah, so they have to go and fight against these people.
Tanam Yochid, the Bryce says the same thing. We read the story by Mosun, Omer, Mutuli, Skaribs, Ushom, Bolmazet. In this world, you're allowed to fight with him. Shnema, Ozitor, Yalu, Rasha, the Goman, but the Tzadikim, they're allowed to fight. The Imach, Sha'odim, Lomar, if a person tells you, Oksiv, Altishabim, Reim, Altikanab, Yossi, Abla, don't start up with them, you're not going to come out well. And we'll all tell him, Mishalibo, Nokfo, Omer, Kane. Somebody who's afraid to start up with the Goyim, with the enemies, because you have the same sins that they do. If you're afraid to start up with the Rishayim, it's because they're going to look at you and say, hey, why are you better than me? So, if that's your concern, then don't start out with them. El altischa b'mreim, lios k'mreim. But you shouldn't be like that. Don't be afraid to start out with them. Altikani b'osiavlo, lios k'osiavlo. Don't be like them. So we should make sure that we're not like them. So we have to fight them when they do certain things. Again, Chavetz Chaim brings down that we shouldn't look for fights. We should always walk away. It's only when they're attacking the Torah, when they're trying to say that the Torah is not this, the Torah is not that, so then you have to attack them. But if you're just doing a sin, and they're not making a sheet out of it, it says, you're not, it's better not to go and attack all the time. But sometimes you have to stand up for the principles of the Torah. And it says, Omer, a person should spend his time doing that, Yiras Hashem. Is this true? Wait a second, how can you tell me that we have to stand up? It says, if you see that they're doing well, don't fight with them. Shenemar, Yachilu drachav, when they're doing well, v'chol eis, when they're doing well, don't start up with them. V'lo od, el shazolcha b'din, they're going to defeat you. You take them to court, they're going to win. Shema amara mishpotecha minegdo. V'lo od, and furthermore, el shirov b'tzarov, they're going to see your downfall. Shema kol tzarov yofiach b'hem. So what should you do? We seem to have two conflicting ideas. You should start up with them or don't start up with them. So Shmuel says, lo kasha. No. Depends what you're starting up with them for. If it's on a personal matter, you're not going to do well. Ha b'milei didei, when they're doing well, and you're fighting with them on a personal matter, you're not going to do well. Ha b'milei l'shmaya, like I brought that from the Chavetz Chaim, if they're attacking the Torah, then you have to fight with them. Even if they're looking like they're doing well, you have to fight with them. Alternatively, you might say, ha b'milei l'shmaya. No. We're only talking here about defending HaKadosh Baruch Hu's honor. But sometimes you start up, sometimes you don't start up. Lo kasha. Ha b'rosh shosho mesachek eslo. Ha b'rosh there are times to fight, there are times to know when not to fight. There are times to give reproof, there are times to know when it's not appropriate to give reproof. And it says it the same way that you get schar for giving reproof, you get schar sometimes for not giving reproof. So when they're doing very well, when they're on the upswing, so to say, maybe that's not the time to fight with them. When they're, you know, not on the upswing, that's the time to fight with them. No, it's both of them are talking about when they're doing well. It depends who you are. If you're a tzaddik gomer, then you can start up with them at any time. But if you got holes in your own armor, so then maybe that's not the time to start up with them. The Amar Ravuna, my decision, what does it mean when it says, Lomo, Sabit, Bogdim, Tachrish, Bivala, Russia, Tzadik, Menu? How can it be? The Russia, Tzadik, how can a Russia swallow up a Tzadik? So Gemara says, "Voksiv Hashem lo yazenu biyado." Hashem won't leave a tzaddik alone. Voksiv lo yunel a tzaddik kolodin. Hashem won't let a tzaddik have troubles come to him. So how can we say that the Russia can swallow up the tzaddik when the tzaddik is protected by Kodesh Baruch Hu? So Gemara says, "Read the pasuk carefully." El tzaddik mimenu boleya. Tzaddik gomer in a boleya. If he's just a little bit more righteous than the Russia, then the Russia can swallow up the tzaddik. But if it's an absolute pure tzaddik, the Russia won't be able to contend with the tzaddik. Alternatively, by Sema, Shoa Misachek is low, shiny. It depends. Even a tzaddik gomer can have trouble when the Shoa Misachek is low, when they're on the upswing and it's not good for Klai Yisrael, so then maybe that's not the time to always fight every battle. One more statement. Anybody that sets up a set place for himself to daven. Concept of Mokum Kavu that we spoke about the other day. So then his enemies will fall in front of him. Shenemar, the Samti Mokum Ami Yisrael Unetativ the Shachan Tachta V'lo Yirgaz Od V'lo Yosifu B'nei Avlo La'Noso Kasheba Rishona. So this is a great thing. Again, we should set up shuls. We should set up places to daven. They have more kedusha in them. So this is the proper way that will cause the downfall of our enemies. Ravuna Rami. Ravuna says, wait a second. Yosif La'Noso Yosif La'Chaloso. We have two different psukim over here. One says that we set up Mokum Kavua, we set up these shuls, and we set up places to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then our enemies won't destroy us. And the other place it says that our enemies won't afflict us. Well, which one is it? So Gemara says, B'tchilu La'Noso. Originally, we're on a higher level, they won't even be able to afflict us. Now, unfortunately, we're on a lower level, so the shuls will protect us from being destroyed, but it won't protect us from afflictions. They will still be able to rechmon l'slan destroy us. But we have time for one more. We'll get to the bottom of the yomim, maybe. We'll catch up. Another statement. It's better for a person to go be mishamish a Talmud Chacham than to go and learn by a Talmud Chacham. You'll get more from seeing b'maisa how to pask in shilas than you do by sitting in a base medrash. Shemar. Po Elisha ben Shafar, Asher Yotzek Mayim Ayad Elio. So it says that he was Yotzek Mayim Ayad Elio. He was Meshamesh Elio. Lomad Lo Nemar. It doesn't say he learned by Elio. The great praise of Elisha was that he was Meshamesh Elio, not that he learned by Elio. Elo Yotzek Melamin Shigdola Shimusha Yoser Mi Limud. Shigdola Shimusha Yoser Mi Limuda. That it's more important for a person over here to go and watch the Talmud Chacham, see how the Talmud Chacham acts, take care of the Talmud Chacham, and this way learn by the Talmud Chacham practical halacha as opposed to just learning theoretical halacha in the Beis Medrash. It's certainly fine to go learn theoretical halacha in the Beis Medrash. It's certainly fine to learn halacha l'maisa in the Beis Medrash. But in a higher madrega is how you paskin. That's what he's telling us over here. Amar Rav Yitzchak l'Rav Nachman, my time alo asik ma'al l'Beit Knesset. They asked him, how come he didn't come to shul today? L'tzaluya, to daven. Amar lei lo yichlum, I wasn't able to come. For whatever the reason, he wasn't able to come. Rashi says, tosh kochi. He was too weak, he was sick. So bring 10 people to your house and daven. It's better to daven with a minion in your house than to daven b'yichidus in your house. You can't come to shul. So I'm like, it was too difficult for me. Two interpretations. Either it was too difficult for him to get a minion to come to his house, or he didn't want to bother people to come to his house. Hey, I'm sick. You should go to shul. Why should you have to come to my house? So then we learned an important idea. So why didn't you have them tell you in shul? Let the shliach tzibur tell you in shul. Be the matzli tzibura. Do you? You should have had somebody come and tell you. Hey, they're about to get to shulness right now. This is halach lemaisa. If a person can't go to shul to daven, so he's davening at home. So you know there's an 8 o'clock minyan in shul that you go to. So then try to hit shulness at 8:20 or whatever. So you daven at home at the same time that the tzibur is davening. It's still not as good as being with the tzibur, but davening at the same time as the tzibur. This is brought down in halacha. When a person's away on a business trip, a vacation, someplace, and there's no minyan, so try to coordinate your davening. If you can't daven vasikin, vasikin is always the better idea in that situation. If you can't daven vasikin, try to daven at the same time that the minyan is davening. So he says, why don't you have to do this? So I'm like, my kuli hai, a person has to go so far to do this? Really, that's all true? I'm like, yeah. What does the pasuk mean when it says "Vanisu l'zilchol Hashem esrot zon"? You should daven at the esrot zon. A masai. When is this esrot zon? Esrot zon mishal shatzib mispalim. It's esrot zon. Whenever the tzib is davening, that's the ideal time that a person should go and daven. This concludes the shiur for today. I am going to try to dictate the shiur for tomorrow. Rafi is giving the shiur between Nuchem Arv tomorrow for those who want the live shiur. For those who want, either can't come tomorrow or want to listen to my shiur. So I'll be giving the shiur. I'm going to try to dictate it today. So it'll be online hopefully before Shabbos today. And then you can listen to it Matzah Shabbos. So if you have time even today, I'm going to dictate tomorrow's shiur and Sunday shiur as well. And then we'll see each other again on Monday morning. Have a wonderful Shabbos, everybody. We learned today again, literally, this is my Shimon Shlomo Ben Yisrael Moshe Levi.